Happy New Year, Creekside Comets. Welcome to 2011. Hopefully you've had a safe and relaxing vacation, and we welcome you back to our campus and to our monthly newsletter. This month, I'm trying something new called Audio Boo, where I actually will read you my newsletter. How exciting! A couple of pointers to start off our school year. First is setting goals. Talk about your goals you have set for yourself and how you have achieved them. Guide your child toward a realistic short or long-term goal that includes why it is important. Agree on a reasonable time frame to achieve that goal. Display the goal in a prominent place. If the goal is measurable each day, post a chart and award a star for each day it is achieved. How exciting! Now is the time to set our goals with our children. In addition, I'd like to talk to you about encouraging your child to read. Introduce reluctant readers to nonfiction, how-to, or fact books that relate to their interests. You might include books about how to draw or how to make balloon animals, and books about historical periods in other countries. Start your own private book club by reading the same book at the same time. Hold meetings to talk about the book. Use your child's favorite book or series as a theme for a birthday party or other gathering. This is from educationworld.com. These are great pointers to start our 2011 with our children. In addition, I often wonder, how do we discipline our children? There are many ways we could do it both at school and at home, but finding the right discipline balance is important. So I have a couple of reminders about that. Research indicates that being a nurturing parent, not too harsh and not too lenient, helps your child behave best. This requires being kind, understanding, and helpful. Here are some nurturing messages to send your child. I care about you. I will be calm when you tell me difficult things. I will help you learn from your mistakes. We're learning together. I have confidence in you. I hear what you're saying. I'm proud of you. I'm so happy you're my child. You are an important part of the family. And last but not least, I love you. So with that, I give you some advice. Happy New Year, and here's to a wonderful 2011.